you're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I return. So this episode we'll be covering geek burnouts and how we deal with them. So I have a number of fascinating articles to converse on, and so without further ado, we're going to get into that. So on Twitter last week, I commented more or less that I posted, does anyone ever feel like stopping doing something they enjoy just because, or losing interest completely, or not wanting to actually hit the record button? Just tired lately, as much as I want to do it all, just feeling tired. I had a few comments on it. Scanner51 says, no problem, I'll send an email anyway when I mention that I'm not doing an episode, which is awesome. And Kaleel2000 says, just take a break. Probably just burned out. You guys' network produces a ton of content. Take a break and come back to it later. No need to do it if you're not enjoying it anymore. It can wear you down all by itself, which is true. I was having one of those moments last week, and it just kind of beat me down, and I just didn't really want to do any of it. I just needed last week to just kind of veg, and despite it all, I think I vegged. Not saying that I won't have episodes where they're missing periodically, but I don't think I'm going to keep to such a strict schedule in the future. And any of the shows, I'm going to try and do them predominantly every week if possible, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, and I'm not going to try and do that as strict anymore. So some of the articles that I came across were pertaining to things that happened a few months ago. Like in beginning of June, it says YouTube's top creators are burning out and breaking down en masse. It says, this is all I've ever wanted. Why am I so unhappy? And they're talking about YouTubers that had under 1 million subscribers, or creators with more than 1 million subscribers and more than 30 million subscribers, that they just turn on their camera to talk to their viewers about the fear of an impending breakdown and decision to take a break from the services. And it's kind of bringing this new serious thing of mental burnout that everybody's getting lately. Basically coming forward with these mental health issues of performing to, whether it's a constant change in platform algorithms like YouTube, unhealthy obsessions with remaining relevant in a rapidly growing field, which I can relate, and social media pressures are making it almost impossible for top creators to continue creating at the pace both the platform and the audience want, and that can have a detrimental effect on all of them, which I totally get. But if your audience is not in it for your, you know, for your content, and not understanding of your mental capacity to need for a break, you know, just basically because of the anxiety and depression of just having to go, which, to be honest, to sit there and put yourselves out. I mean, think about it this way. Yes, the TV hosts and radio hosts pretty consistently are on television, but if they need to, they take a break, or, you know, I mean, most of them have that one time that they produce content, and they're not having to necessarily edit or do all of their own marketing or anything else. I mean, they're pretty much on air, and they do their bit, and then, you know, I'm not saying it's not easy, because it's not. I've seen some of the insides of a newsroom or of a broadcast studio, and, you know, some of them do have to do all of the above. But I think it's challenging when you're not doing it more so. I mean, you're doing it as a job, but you're doing it as an entertainment thing and thing that you enjoy. So I think that that can kind of screw with you. Plus the fact that YouTube's constantly doing their thing, which I'm thankful I never got into YouTube in its full capacity. I understand it's still relevant, but I honestly am glad I got into podcasting. It's so much easier, and it's easier to edit and backlog multiple episodes. And I've done this in the past. I'll record two, three, four, five episodes of a show, schedule them all ahead of time, and I'll still record other episodes during that time. So I have multiple shows coming out, but it doesn't necessarily mean I have to focus on one particular piece of content, such as this. But one of the other things that they said about the backlash to YouTubers and Twitch streamers who publicly take time away from the spotlight shows, in their comment section about, mental health and creators, and a few of the comments that they mentioned on Polygon about it is, if it's as fun as if it's as if their fun hobby that they turned into a career came all with the trappings of having a career. And it kind of does. I mean, to be honest, there's very little money made on the Geekcast Radio side. Yeah, we get a little bit in the advertising, but it mostly just goes right back into the hosting of the website and the domain and any needed software for the dot com. I'm still working on a new update for the website. It's not done because I was having burnout and I didn't want to put up something that wasn't properly ready. Did I want to hit the August deadline? Yes. I severely wanted to hit this deadline with the 10 years of ATTF and 6 years of AG. But it just didn't make sense to try and shove it out there when it's not done. I'm having a couple technical issues, and I have a few pages I have to renovate. And I'm also not sure on the speed issues, because I was having a few couple speed issues and things that weren't displaying properly, and I'm still having the issue. I've cleared up a few of them, but being that I'm the graphic designer, the developer, and the website editor all wrapped into one, trying to make these changes is not easy on your own. And I don't have the money to sit there and throw at somebody and say, "Here, fix it." So that's kind of why the website's not out yet. I put together, I think, within a 2 month span from April until June, the beginning of June anyway, I was just ramping up for the new site, just building, 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 re-importing, 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 reorganizing, redesigning. There's a number of sections that are not up to date. It's going to have the entire back catalog of Geekcast Radio content, including the up to date stuff. So there's a lot of work that had to go into that, and the new show profile pages are going to be awesome when you see them. And maybe if I get enough shares on this episode or enough comments on it, I might publish a screenshot of what it's going to look like and kind of get user feedback. Or if there's somebody that would like to get feedback or give feedback, I mean, they can send it to feedback at alterggeek.com, and I will send them a screenshot of it or let them kind of peruse the demo of the new site and kind of keep it hush hush for those that are exclusive listeners of the show, and try things out. There's a number of things I want to do with it, but anyways, back to the pressures of the spotlight, as it were. It's just created this kind of rigorous pace of people just creating and obsessing over, just keeping in the spotlight and keeping relevant when everything constantly is in flux. And yeah, there's things with that, but there's not just even YouTube anymore. Looking at it, they're saying that millennials are getting burned out and quitting lucrative jobs. People that are publicists or people that are, doing other things, they don't want to be tied down, or you know, they want to have more time, more freedom to do what they'd like and spend, you know, life not just behind a cubicle or a desk. And I think that that's kind of on point. Like, and I think that's something that I took for granted when I worked from home, was the fact that I was, now mind you, when I worked at the car lot, I did enjoy it. It wasn't terrible. Like every job, everybody's like, oh, it was terrible. You know, and some of them are to some degree, some aspects of it, but as a whole, I didn't hate it. It was, did I want out? Yes. Did I want in media? Extremely. When I finally got in media and I was working for the previous company where I telecommuted and worked from home remotely, it was nice. And I was able to begin with, I obsessed over it, and I started giving myself burnout and mental breakdowns periodically with it because the schedule was hectic. And then once I got to be the head of distribution for radio and podcasts, I was taking like 20 minutes to go sit and eat with my family for lunch. I was the beautiful part about it was I didn't have a travel time. I didn't have to drive. I didn't have to get in my car. I didn't have the gas expense or the, you know, the breakdown in my car, the wear and tear of it all. I didn't have the stress of traffic or weather or anything else. I could just eat my breakfast, walk downstairs after hanging out with the kids for half an hour, go to work. And it was great. And then you lose that and you realize what you had. So it's been kind of a whirlwind since that took place. Kind of getting reacquainted with the podcast, getting reacquainted with my social media, with doing graphics, doing various things that I'd like to get back to doing and finishing. And it's tough when you have to go back. And so now I'm back to the 20 minute drives. I'm back to doing multiple things that I may or may not like. There's certain aspects of my current position that I am not qualified for. But I've been able to figure it out. And so that's kind of something that I've learned along the way. And then there's the other things that I am, and I'm trying to make changes and trying to help things along. And, it's just, it's different, and I'm having to readjust to the fact I'm not in home anymore and I'm not able to see my family or eat lunch with them, during the day, which is a bit difficult to get used to, and the fact again that I have to drive, and it's gonna suck when it comes to winter. So that's kind of why I've been a little bit burned out too. I mean, it's adjusting. But they're also saying in this article that, you know, 50-hour work weeks with a measly like 10 days of vacation every year, people just don't go for it anymore. You know, nothing wrong with the jobs, you know, good companies, good money, you know, and some people are just, you know, why do I want to spend my year sitting at a desk? Or, you know, we're waiting for retirement at 67 and they keep bumping me up. Who knows what the age will be for me? 70s. And, you know, so they just, you know, people are leaving because of that. They want to experience the world. They want to experience life. And, you know, I kind of get it. And some are happy with what they're doing. Like myself, I would love to work in media again. I actually know of many stations that are local to me. To be able to edit video or audio or publish this content to the website or do some semblance of what I do for Geekcast Radio and what I did at my previous job would just be exactly what I want. And I would be okay with sitting behind a desk or a computer for that. But I guess it kind of depends on what your definition of being okay with and working with and where you get burned out and where you don't get burned out. I find it entertaining to do that, to edit, to do that stuff, to record. But sitting here and having, you know, I guess the rush of it, of you planning your own content consistently and editing it and publishing it and marketing it and distributing it and writing up on the various posts on the websites, having it go to social media, having, you know, so on and so forth. It just, it gets to be a lot. So I can definitely see that that's where you stress yourself out, overwork yourself for sometimes money, sometimes not. And being that, like I said, I don't get paid for this, basically it's, you know, very labor of love intensive. And so it's one of those things that it's easy to get burnout on. And yet I can't yank myself away from it. At least not this show. I get burned out on all things Transformers and Future Imperfect easier than this. I got burned out on a number of podcasts. I mean, I started Internet Pathfinder at the beginning of the year, did 4 episodes or 3 episodes, and it tanked because I didn't want to deal with it. Started another podcast this year. I went 4 episodes, stopped. Did the Legends of the Brave and the Bold, did a couple episodes, stopped. I mean, it's... And I may reinvent the show when it hits episode 300, to be honest, because some of my interests have changed and I don't quite know what I'm going to go from there. I may add in segments again that are real short to cover certain things, or maybe like, you know, top 5 list before something, or, you know, dad joke of the day or something, or just, I don't know, something cheesy, or maybe even parts of my screenplay, or maybe something completely original. I have no idea. I know that when I get Dodd on again, I plan to do... He was sick last week. But I plan to do that Craft a Movie thing that we mentioned in the last one that he was in, which I think will be really fun to kind of just spur the moment, just do something like that. And it gives you like the genre, the, you know, all the information that you'll need to build something out. So I think that it'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, I think that might about take us where we need to go on this. There's also the thing of why it might be time to quit your podcast, which I've done before on variety of podcasts, specifically All Things Transformers. I've killed it 3 times and still it's made it to 10 years. Doesn't have as many episodes as I'd like in 10 years, but still it's fine. It says, so why quit your podcast? And some of the popular reasons why you may be struggling with your show. It says, you're not enjoying it. Podcasting is a sort of medium you can fake it, at least not for very long. Audio is intimate and listeners can quickly pick up on a podcaster's lack of passion or enthusiasm for a subject. It says, if you're not enjoying talking about something, nobody's going to enjoy it, which is true. And if you feel like you've reached this stage, it's likely your numbers and engagement will be on the way down, and a change of direction is definitely required. And like I said, I think that's why episode 300, I'm going to change the focus of the show. So one, I can keep the name, and two, I can reinvent it. And it says that typically a show in one niche might run for 500 episodes and have enough ideas in the bank to see them through to the 1,000 mark. And another show may have run at 50 episodes. And then at a loss of what they can cover. And I'm going to be listening to some new podcasts in the meantime, to get some ideas on what to do, or some segments that I enjoy from other shows and adapting the process. Because I think that podcasting needs to be an evolution, and there hasn't been a lot of that on some of the Geekcast radio programs. And I think that that's why a lot of times things tend to falter. And so it's definitely one of those things I've been thinking about, of rebranding, redoing the show. I don't want to necessarily kill it, and it has nothing to do with the episode count. It has more so to do with the fact I love the name. So it's just imagining something new that I want to do with it without taking too much away from it. So I might start talking more about, you know, some of the parent issues and some of the dad things that kind of come up now that I'm a parent, and things that I notice in like maybe the work world or job market, or people that are experiencing job displacement, or aka layoff, since I've recently been in that boat. But let me know what you guys think, what you want to hear about, what resonates with you on a lot of podcasts, or specifically something I mentioned on this one. And until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.